The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost of positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers, eating fresh rugs. Call me private label, I'll be eating breadcrumbs.
Welcome to episode 271 of the Permaculture Pimpcast. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It seems almost weird that this is the first time and the last time I can remember where it was just you and I. And, of course, everybody out there doing a live broadcast. Want to thank everybody for coming in. Know you got a whole lot going on in time for the holidays and stuff. And I want to thank you for spending time with us. So we got Cookie Wilcox, Terminator. Am I reading this right? And I forgot my doggone glasses. So, yeah, it is what it is. Want to thank everybody. Please hit that thumbs up so they know to immediately start suppressing everything we're about to say. Because the powers, it shouldn't be. Oh, yeah, Homestead Twins in the his house. And I'm about to talk about them here in a minute. I wanted to talk about them last time, but I didn't want to shortchange what these guys did. Hey, folks, if you haven't checked out their YouTube channel, go over there, subscribe. You're going to be glad you did. All of the people that are in our, the listening version, what do you call it? Like the audio?
Audio podcast.
Yeah, the audio. That's where our biggest audience is. And so anyway, for the people over there, definitely go check them out on YouTube. And if you ever have the joy of being in the same room with those guys, I guarantee you're going to be glad you did. They're wicked smart, and they will have you in flipping stitches. All right, so this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Living Soil Foundation. Yeah, we started that foundation. Why? To clean up Western North Carolina. Everybody has pretty much forgotten about us. I mean, I got one of my best friends up there in Massachusetts, didn't even know this even happened for going on, I think it was a month before he had finally gotten word of it. And basically, there's a blackout everywhere, folks. And we got everybody living in tents around here. Worst part, well, I don't know if I can say the worst part about it. Of course, they're lying about the official numbers of deaths. And those numbers are through the roof. I don't even want to start guessing about how high it is. But it's far more than 140.
Yeah, 200, they're saying it is.
I mean, folks, we're talking thousands, more than likely. Thousands. And so we got people that are doing varying parts of this, but where we are uniquely specialized is definitely in the soil remediation part. It's like the good Lord put all the right pieces in our lives to put us in this space. Now, in no way did I ever expect my life to go on this trajectory. This is not even anything we planned.
No, not even little bit.
No. And in order to do what we're doing, and folks, I mean, with your money that you've donated out there, and we want to thank you again for all you wonderful people that donated. And honestly, I want to thank all of you folks that pray for us because we need those prayers. I'll come to more of that in a minute. But anyway, the Living Soil Foundation, if you can break bread, I won't fake dead. So, all right, Wave Watch. You know that watch you always see me wear in the video? You know the one I left downstairs and I let you borrow it.
Oh, so it's my fault that you're not wearing it right now?
Absolutely.
The only I wore it yesterday. I did not even touch it today.
Threw me off.
So you can't.
Threw my game off.
Really?
So tell everybody why you were wearing it yesterday.
So I had shoulder. It's not shoulder blade pain. It's like I went to the chiropractor today and he thought it was neck. It's like deep. It's not surface level, but it's deep in there. So I put on the Wave Watch yesterday and it took the pain away probably 90%, which is pretty significant because every time I would move in bed at night, which is when it would hurt the most, I would wake up and have to be very careful how I moved because it hurt so bad.
So, honey, I'm going to tell you like I'm going to tell everybody else out there, discount code Billy100. Oh. Get your doggone watch, because when you're not wearing it, I'm not using it, and it throws my whole game off. So I'm sitting here wondering, you know, today was actually pretty cool. I didn't need it today. I don't always need it, but I wear that thing anyway, because if I'm not dealing with one particular thing, then I put it on another setting to, let's say, get rid of parasites or whatever else. So I leave that thing on 24/7.
Like the Homestead twin said, everything is Michelle's fault.
Yep. Including the 15 cookies I just ate, Eric.
Yeah, that's my fault. That's what he said. Billy's packing on pounds. Michelle's cooking too much. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I ate 15 cookies just now. And when I say cookies, I'm talking like the ones she makes. So I went to this bakery the other day, you know, it's getting around the holidays, and I'm like, okay, man, I'm just going to go ahead and pack it on. I'm not going to wait until New Year's before I straighten up. I'm actually going to straighten up after Christmas.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Is it going to get pushed back till after
New
Year's?
So I sat here and did the calculations. I'm like, I got to eat 15 cookies a night.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I got to eat up all them cookies you made me. I got to eat 15. Like I said, I think I stopped at 12, and we're talking some serious shortbread cookies, y'all. I ate them things like a monkey going through a cupcake. And anyway, I went to this bakery in town. I don't like things that are real sweet. I like
you desserts. Like you like English cookies. That's what you like.
Hey,
you like,
well, they call them biscuits.
Hard, dry cookies.
I don't like a whole lot of sugar in it, but I do like a lot of butter in it. So I've been putting a hurt on these cookies, and I don't know what you were thinking making that many, but I didn't
you
realize.
You told me to make
well,
that
I didn't
many.
Want them to go to waste. You know, we don't waste anything, and there ain't no way on earth I'm giving these cookies to some chickens or pigs. That will not happen. So I figured I got to eat 12 a day.
I'll give some to Milk Boy.
Yeah, a negative. Yeah, so anyway, that's why I don't have the Wave Watch on right now. I normally wear, the only time I ever take it off is when I go to bed. Or to recharge this thing. So, yeah, that's why I'm not wearing it. Anyway, if anybody needs one or wants one, Billy100 and Michelle, use that discount code. Get your own. They got this stylish little thing out there now, and you can have your own Wave Watch. So I need mine back. Because, like I said, even if you're not using it for pain or anything like that, you can always, it's got a ton of other settings on there. Like Linda was talking about when I had her on the show, where, okay, so if I'm not working on that, I'll put it on parasite, and maybe they'll chase out some of them bugs that might have got into me being too close to some of these marchies in Asheville. And, you know, so you name it. I mean, it's got it on that doggone watch. So
they don't have parasites. They just have low testosterone. They just
either
have,
way, I don't want it jumping
they just
off
have
me.
Too much estrogen.
I want my million men marching. There ain't going to be no low T on this side of the house. So, yeah. Don't need any problem getting the yang up.
We don't need to.
No, I'm talking in an Asian. I'm talking in an Asian
you
setting.
You don't even know the difference.
Yeah,
dude, between yin and yang in Chinese medicine.
That's what they say. Get the yang up.
Who says that?
Chinese.
Southside,
folks.
Oklahoma City. Hey. Is that where you got your Chinese medical degree?
No, that's where I got all my hood rat behavior. But anyway, so today was a little bit different. We actually had some blue skies today. No. Bluer skies, because they're never really blue anymore. We had a solid 3 weeks right after that engineered storm that came through here, and people are coming down on me like a ton of bricks talking about this. And by the way, that one clown, I know you're watching right now, and you're saying you're going to come up to me at the next organic grower school, and you got something to say to me?
No, you have to answer.
Yeah,
you get it right.
And when you make a demonstrative comment, put an exclamation point instead of a question mark. But bro, I got news for you. If you think you're just gonna, I mean, this guy's basically offering some wolf tickets out here, like you're gonna threaten me. Well, bro, if that's how it's got to be, pack a lunch, bring a friend, and practice falling down, because you're gonna need all three, Jack. Because if you think my heart's pumping Kool-Aid or I'm just gonna acquiesce, I got news for you. And you're probably one of those tough guys that talks tough when you're behind that computer screen. But when you're standing on the other side of this table from me, let's see if I don't put you through a 5-minute flurry of fists if you get stupid. So, let me just, yeah.
Let's just take a deep breath.
So, yeah. Anyway, the armchair, you know what? People say things online that they would never dream of saying in your face. So you're going to have the opportunity, Jack. You'll know exactly where to find me. So, and by the way, Pat Miletich will probably be there with me. So if you want to, I talked about bringing a friend, well, I'll bring mine too. So, Pat only, you know, was a world champion and beat men with his bare hands for a living. But I can elevate that pimp hand and unleash. In fact, I got a new technique. Okay. I'm going to open my fingers just to reduce drag on you. Pop! Yeah, anyway. So don't start no. Hey, the Homestead Twins. Yeah, really.
We have a sticker for that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give it to him right when I'm standing over you,
You might want to give him one.
So this is the first sticker offered by the Homestead Twins. Don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. So, yeah, bro, if you think you're going to come up and intimidate me at one of these things or write some nasty letters here, you might not want to put what you really look like on your YouTube channel because I'll be looking for you. You dig? All right. So, anyway, we have bluer skies today and bluer. It's never really blue. We got 3 weeks where they didn't spray any junk in the air, 3 weeks after that storm, where it was the bluest blue you've ever seen in your life. I mean, bluer. I mean, I've never seen blue this blue since I was a kid. And it went on for a solid 3 weeks. And I even got some of it on video when we were over at Ben and Denise's because it was so astonishingly blue, you couldn't even believe it. But anyway, we had as close to blue as we're going to get around here. So that was a good thing. Now, I'm jumping to the Homestead Twins. They sent this box. Man, you guys really shouldn't have done that. But man, thanks so much. Man sent all these guys. Look, y'all, ladies, if you're looking for something for that guy out there that's hard to shop for, we love stickers. Find a guy that doesn't like stickers or patches. That's just how we roll. And so I showed you the first one. Don't start no SH and there won't be no IT. And then this one right here. Bam! Exactly what I'm going to say to that little hoopoo-headed Marchie that jumps in my face at the grower, organic grower school. We got some regular permapastures farm. Oh, got our logo on this one. Man, my truck's going to be G'd up from the feet up. There you go. Got our logo on there. Basically, y'all, that logo, why I love it so much and why that's basically our, not a logo. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it is a logo.
It's a logo?
It's one of them.
Yeah. What I like about it is that in that one logo, you see right there, you see a shovel and you see a, you put the work in, you get the stuff out. You dig? That's why I love that logo so much. And then right here, this will offend every Marchie in Asheville. Oh, man, I need to get a shirt that has that on there. But this one will offend more of them than anybody. In fact, when I show up at that organic grower school, if they'll still have me, if they listen to this, I guarantee they're going to rescind their invitation for me to go there. But I thought about just showing up at this place. Folks, when I say there are some Marchies in this place, I'm talking up one side, down the other, inside and out. These people are so far to the left, man. They make Mao Zedong, you know. You had an idea.
What's that?
You know, it was your idea. Go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't.
How should I dress when I show up to this event at Organic Grower School? What hat should I be wearing?
I don't remember.
You said, oh, come on.
I really don't remember.
Yeah, it was like, she said, I dare you to go there wearing a Trump shirt.
Yeah, a Trump. Well, no, that was in response to the questions that they were asking you. Like, how are you going to talk about like diversity, equity, inclusion? I said, just answer Trump. Just answer, like, your answer to all of those questions. Just answer Trump.
So my policy basically from here on out, because I already gave my word, I got to keep it. But my policy basically from here on out is if you ask for anything more than a bio, what you're going to be teaching and a headshot, the answer is no, I ain't going to your conference. It's just, I don't know what it is with the people on the left, but they will have you fill out 50 forms of paperwork. And I just didn't fill it out. So I guess I'll be showing up and I'm not going to fill out your idiotic paperwork, but I'm telling you what, I got to find a way to put this on a jacket, man. But this is definitely my favorite right here. Say no to trans testicle polar bears. Hey, get a good look at that polar bear. I mean, man, that almost looks like something out of the X-Men or something.
You got to have a t-shirt for that to wear to the...
What else we got in this box? Oh, show them that bet. Oh, this Leatherman?
No, that's not a Leatherman.
No, it's not a Leatherman.
He said pay attention to the detail on it.
On this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got it busted out of the pack, but I wanted to leave it in here just to show y'all. Man, you guys shouldn't have done this, but man, Victorinox, that's what all my butcher's knives are. This stuff is off the chain. I've been looking to replace the Leatherman I have, and I was admiring what they had. I mean, these guys don't play around, man. They're knives, Leatherman. I mean, these guys don't play. And man, just what came in the mail today, Michelle.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I want to thank y'all enough. I can't thank y'all enough for sending this bag to Michelle because now she can effectively feed me even better.
So this is very strong. I think he said it was 500. I don't know how you say it's basically the strength of the fabric, and it's also wax coated. So it's very durable, pockets on the side. So I should be able to carry all the things.
Yep. She could pick up even more groceries, fellas. So, hey, maybe I'm not going to acquiesce on these cookies, man. Maybe I'll just stick around to the new year next year. So, hey, y'all, thanks a million, man. I can't thank you enough for this stuff. But, man, I got to get this on a T-shirt somehow. Say no to trans testicle polar bears. I mean, who knew? Yeah, who even knew that was a problem around here? So, other things we got going on around here. Got a new Ram out. When I say new, I borrowed him. Yeah, you can actually do that sort of thing. You can rent a Ram. So if you don't want to have a bunch of Rams, you'd rather keep Withers on your place as we do, or you don't want them breeding out of season. I wear medium. Well, I wore medium up until Christmas. Yeah, I'll be medium by the time. Hey, bro, you got to let me pay you for this. But yeah, I wear a medium, I think, depending on, is that what I wear now? I used to be extra large. Now I'm down to medium. So yeah. So keep up those cookies, honey. I got to grow into whatever. Hey, whatever shirt you sell, bro, I'm going to grow. Whatever you send, I'm going to grow into it, okay? I don't want you to be offended. So I guess maybe there's more cookies in my diet coming up. Yeah. So check this out. This new Ram out there, it looks like he started getting busy. Now, the reason why we're doing it, number one, I don't want to keep, I mean, the management issues of putting your Rams over here, and then the girls come in the season, and all of a sudden they're busting down fences, whatever. So anyway, we got this little Ram that came from Greg Judy, and some local friends around here bought him. So we're borrowing him right now. Now, the big Katahdins that we have, they seem to lose condition extensively going through these mountains. So
when they're nursing.
Right. So you're like, okay, maybe if we get some smaller stock up in here, we could, you know,
which I think their offspring are naturally smaller just because we're not feeding the inputs that he did. So they're just grass based. So they're naturally going to be smaller. So I think that problem is solved.
Ramon's saying, get to the point. How to get land, bro. We got a structure for this show, man. We'll get there. Just be cool. Be cool. I'm going to save you a lot of money in classes you won't need by the time it's done here, but don't worry. We'll get there. So anyway, we got this new Ram out there. And by the way, we do the homestead thing. This is kind of the format to the show, is that it's been a while since we've actually done just me and her on this show. So we're trying to give a little bit of an update. And also these updates are actually kind of helpful for folks out there. So that's the whole reason for it. But anyway, this new Ram we got out there, he's much, much smaller. And I'm hoping he's going to produce young, just like Greg Judy says, man, instead of worrying about raising these massive animals, well, if you got to put tons of inputs in them, what is it worth? I would rather have an animal. Remember, get an animal that fits your place instead of you trying to make your place work for the animal, because you're going to lean a lot less in terms of inputs. So that's exactly, we got animals that are too big, and now the offspring of these guys will be considerably smaller, and then we'll put them in the fridge. We'll put the old ones in the fridge once we know the new ones are viable. So that's exactly the plan. And that's what happened the last time with that last Ram. He produced some pretty small ones. So they should be able to manage things a whole lot better than the ones we've had. So we'll just see how everything works out. Okay. So our foundation, we're going to put on our third part of extract now, because we do have some detractors out there and we got some shady things going on, like people trying to bribe me. Yeah, that actually happened. People moving in, knowing that we're doing what we're doing, and then when they realize I'm not biting at their money, they're saying, well, okay, look, how much is it going to take for you to work with us? And I'm like, what? Yeah, that actually, I was like slack-jawed and stymied half a day. That's probably a whole nother show by itself. But anyway, look, for all the people out there, I can't be bought. I don't care how much money you bring to the table. My soul is not for sale. You're not going to buy me. You're not going to have me go out there, work with you, put my stuff on the shelf, because you know we can fix what's going on right now. So anyway, we got, and if you think you're just going to destroy one spot, well, there's one you know about. We have clandestine locations that you don't know about, that nobody knows about but me and her. So, yeah. Anyway, those things are off and running, and we're trying to prove that we can return this stuff around, that we can fix this crown in record time. I mean, record time. That's exactly what we're looking for. We got people down there with kids playing by the river, and they're coming down like a ton of bricks on us. And why? Why are they doing that?
Why are they? Because our results differ from the ones that Mountain True, which is a local river, supposed protector of river organization. And yeah, so our results differ. So instead of saying, hey, so instead of going after the I don't know what you call it, they're coming after us. So it's
got sleazy reporters calling here,
which doesn't make any sense, but that's the way it is.
Well, we got the goods. So all you people, hey, this sleazy reporter calls from Tennessee. We need to know the lab. No, you don't, Jack. I don't trust your entire profession. And that's exactly what I told him. So, no, you're not getting my results. Go pay for your own. But anyway, we got other people jumping ship, basically distancing themselves from us. And guess what? You're all going to be eating a giant crap sandwich when this thing is all said and done, because we're going to bring the goods. We're going to fix this thing. And I can't think of his name. You know, in the beginning of a change, a patriot, Mark Twain, in the beginning, and I'm going to loosely quote it, but in the beginning of a change, a patriot is scorned and mocked. As his cause succeed, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So, yeah, all the people that are like, oh, well, you know, we got to do this or we got to do that. Look, I know you're distancing yourself because you're afraid. And yeah. So my place will never be among you cold and timid souls that know neither victory nor defeat. So anyway, in regards to all that stuff, folks, the foundation's off and running. We're putting your money to good use, and we're going to probably do an update video, at least film it tomorrow, I think. So let's see here. I'm feeling better doing Dr. Will's protocol outside the fact that I'm peeing blue. So that's good news. All cookie diets going good. And folks, I put out the video yesterday about Christmas stress. I know a lot of you might be dealing with that sort of thing, but the way I deal with it is I don't put myself, knowing whether it's family or otherwise, there are people right now in this chat that I would much rather be around than the people in my life that have caused me drama or I know are going to create drama while I'm in the room. So just a piece of Christmas advice for those of you that engage in that sort of thing. Don't be there. I mean, of all the advice that I see, so read in all these articles out there, the one thing that nobody suggested was don't go. If these people create me stress, I will not be there. So that it is what it is. What are you laughing about now?
some of the stress in the past.
Yeah, well, ain't dealing with that now. All right, y'all. So once again, Wave Watch, Billy 100, get you 100 bucks off. Coming up March 18th through the 22nd, Shalom Temple's got a 5-day immersion workshop. Barbara O'Neill's going to be there. So you want to check that out. Do we have a link in the show notes?
Yes, there is.
Yep. So that's going to be a 5-day immersion workshop. Jonathan Otto's going to be there. We're going to be there. A lot of other people are going to be there. Some of these other folks you've probably never heard of, but I'm telling you, I did a Q&A with a couple of them the other day, and they blew my mind. So I can't wait for that, and I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. So 5 days to get your poop in a group out there. Also, coming up May 2nd through the 4th, MountainReadiness.com is going to have their event. And, folks, like I said before, and I will say it again, it is the best festival you don't know about. And I'm talking, you're going to be hearing stuff from these people, guys and gals alike. You're going to have classes there that you will not find at any other homestead festival. I'm talking everything about how to track another human being. I couldn't believe how much I learned in that class in just 2 hours. You're going to have other classes out there. You name it. Even Pat Miletich is talking about showing up doing a hand-to-hand self-defense class. Folks, go to mountainreadiness.com. Go check it out. I'm telling you what, it is the best festival you don't yet know about. So you're going to be glad. You're going to wish you did know about it here before too long. I guarantee that. So Redemption Shield, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Look, we stay grounded all the time around Billy's Jungle Palace of Love. So, and part of how we do it is on these grounding mats where my foot currently is, and you just now put yours on. So, anyway, yeah, redemptionshield.com, promo code PERMA will get you 10% off. All right, so let's get into the good news. I'm just going to run through this, and then we're going to jump right into the topic here. So, Arkansas takes a bold stand against pharma's deadly deceit, holds pharma executives criminally liable for concealing risk with COVID-19 jabs. So I'm hoping whenever something like this happens, there's always, before it ever fully happens, there's always some great something, like an Oklahoma City bombing or 9/11 or some war or whatever the case may be, that jumps off before everybody gets after it. I'm hoping they hang these people from the, well, I won't even say what I really hope happens. But at the end of the day, I'm calling that's definitely getting chalked up to good news in my book. So here's some other good news for all you folks about to lay down on some ham and pineapple and ham during the holidays. So a savory symphony, the health benefits of ham and pineapple and cloves. Well, I didn't know this. I mean, as I'm going through it now, there's going to be some folks out there to tell you, hey, you ought not be eating any pork or one of them. I ain't one of those. So, yeah, I've been known to eat my portion of swine. I make a lot of stuff out of it. As far as value adding, there's nothing out there that does a better job of doing it than, honestly, pork. There ain't a whole lot of value adding you're going to do to beef or chicken or anything else, but pork lends itself in so many different ways. But anyway, when you get down to brass tacks on this article, they're basically saying, I'll just give it to you in a nutshell, between the cloves and the pineapples, apparently you're getting bombarded with vitamin C. And of course you have a great deal of protein, obviously. And they're going through that. They're basically trying to put a happy face on, you know, the fact that some of you might very well eat ham. So like that old song says, give me some bologna, salami and ham, toast with butter and strawberry jam. All right. Putin is ready to negotiate ceasefire with Trump. That's your third good news article. So with this giant, everywhere you turn around, there's some big conflagration somewhere on this planet. Hate to break the news to you, but the United States of Amnesia is responsible for about 99% of it. Folks, you're hearing this from a former soldier, okay? I love my country, but I hate the government. And, okay, yeah, I might want to walk some of that back. Not the hate the government part, but there's some people out here I don't like. So anyway, seems like Putin's ready to do this ceasefire. Well, nobody wants to talk about the fact that we started it in the first place. Nobody wants to talk about that. And if you do, they call you a conspiracy nut. So anyway, that's good news. I mean, that's if he even makes it there, because it looks like every effort by the deep state and all the powers that shouldn't be are doing everything they possibly can to create World War III right now. It is so surreal, I can't even get my head around it. But what's even more surreal is the inability for most people to even pay attention that this is even happening. All right, with that said, we're going to go to my man, Eric Sider, and we'll get right into it.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, individual accountability. Permaculture is all about personal responsibility. It is our prime directive. The only way to return the surplus is to have a surplus to share. As Bill would say, first get your garden in order and then go out and help others. We are currently all participating in a rigged system leading to our own destruction. The system isn't broken. It is operating exactly as it is designed to concentrate wealth and power into the hands of the few. How else can you explain why it's legal for a health insurance company to be publicly traded, where they are now obligated to provide shareholder value at the expense and health of individual policyholders. These systems may be designed by evil beings, but they are run by everyday humans. Ignorance is no longer a valid excuse. We have access to too much information, so it must be fear that keeps individuals participating in their own destruction. That and a lack of an alternative. We can't change a system that we depend on. If we stop the hamster wheel, it's going to be a painful crash. So we must get a second wheel up and running that people can simply jump across to. I don't believe more fear is going to influence people already numb with it. We must demonstrate a positive alternative. Attacking people just makes them double down on their current behavior. The alternative also must be legitimate, not simply smoke and mirrors. Just like you wouldn't listen to a fat personal trainer, why would you believe in a miserable alternative lifestyle? You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Eric Sider. And if you're in need of permaculture t-shirts or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com.
That's my dog.
For those
dog.
In the Sacramento area, come check out my permaculture community group at permaculturefairoaks.org.
Okay, jump the gun on that one a little bit. Sorry about that, Eric. I thought you were done, bro. Once again, that's my dog. Good night, man. I don't even know where to start with any of that, so I won't. But he says a mouthful right there. Good night, man. You can make two or three shows out of what he just dropped right there. All right. So EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. If things jump off, or, you know, Putin said, okay, I ain't waiting for Trump to get in here. Let's go ahead and, you know, drop some EMPs from the sky over there. Look, you're not going to the club. You're going to the house. You're going to your bug out spot. Well, that's where EMP comes in. When everybody else is stuck on the side of the road, you can get to the his house. Okay. All right. So let's just jump right into it. We got record numbers right now that are getting into this homestead space, or at least we did. Now, let me just preface what I'm about to say by saying, look, I am a political atheist, meaning that I don't subscribe to the Republicans. I don't subscribe to the Democrats. Okay. If anything, you could call me almost an anarchist. And I don't mean the prostitute media's version of it. I'm basically a person that believes that we don't need government. Okay. We could do just fine without it. In fact, we're showing that right now in Western North Carolina. So, we're a person with very, 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 very limited government. Okay. So, I said all that to say this. I guarantee right now, and the reason I've revisited this show is one of the first ones I did, is that I guarantee you, as soon as Trump takes that oath of office and he raises his right hand, I put up my left because it looks right to you as you're looking at it. As soon as he raises his hand, and I'd say he's in for about a month, all the people that heard of Alan Jackson saw and decided they're gone country are going right back to the suburbs. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Happens every single time a Democrat gets elected. Every single time the people that are going to conferences, you know, homestead conferences, maybe not so much, but the preparedness conferences and stuff like that, they start bursting apart at the seams. Every time a Republican gets in there, as if there's a dime of difference between the two, they acquiesce. So first of all, there's going to be a whole lot of land out there from all these people that bought during the Democrat administration. It's all going to come on the market. And you're going to see record numbers of properties. I guarantee it happens every single time. And you might even get it at a discount. We'll see about that part. But what if you can't? Let's say I'm all wet and it doesn't work out that way. We're going to tell you the method we use to buy, I don't even know how much land. And I'm going to give you a couple of things you might want to check out. The first one, we haven't bought land on there, but if you don't mind moving, you want to make sure the terms are right. You want to make sure and also have a real estate attorney look it over. Billyland.com, like Billy, like my name. Billyland.com is one of several sites where you can get owner financing. And it's a pretty good option for people out there who don't want to amateurize Okay, so let's say you bought a piece of land and it was worth $100,000. By the time you amortize it over 30 years, it's probably going to, you will have paid $300,000 for it, okay? Okay, here's another thing to consider. If you buy land straight up, the bank is not going to give you, they might at best give you a 50% loan to value ratio. Meaning, let's say the land costs $100,000. They might give you 50 of it, which means you got to come up with the other 50%. Okay. So how many people just got 50 G's laying around? Not a whole lot. Not, certainly not in the crowds I run with. So you got to be thinking about other options. And that's what we had to do early on. And we've done it numerous times. So here's one of the methods I'm going to share with you tonight. And it works like nobody's business. Okay. Go to Craigslist. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but reason I'm suggesting Craigslist is there are a lot of listings on there. You may have a thrifty nickel wherever you live or whatever the case may be. If you see 5 or 10 acres on there, I will almost bet you 9 times out of 10, it's some old boy that's got probably inherited, let's say 300 acres, and he got himself into a truck note. Happens every day. In fact, Greg Judy was the one that gave me this idea years ago. And in fact, when I told Greg what I was doing with it, he says, man, I probably ought to learn from you. So I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying, folks, this is why you read a book. It's less important for what it says than for what it makes you think. Okay. So I got the idea of doing this through Greg Judy. So anyway, go to that person, say, okay, I see you got this 10 acres for sale. Really, how much do you need? I mean, and this can also be applied. Renting land is a whole lot easier and a lot less hassle. So at the end of the day, if you lived in the suburbs and you were running cows out on some land that you were renting, you can get away dirt cheap with that. I mean, super dirt cheap. But let's say you want to buy it and ultimately you want to put something on it. I'm going to tell you how you go about that. So call Mr. or Mrs. Landowner up. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a guy. Yeah, I want to come out there and meet you at the property. Now, you don't have that option when it comes to billyland.com, so you want to do your due diligence on something like that. But they do have some good deals on there sometimes, a lot of times, if you don't mind moving. But anyway, you meet them on the property, and 9 times out of 10, what you're going to notice when they roll up, you're going to see that guy get out of a brand new truck. And I will bet you dollar to donuts that that truck note is more than he can bear. So that tells me I'm dealing with a person I can negotiate with, a person that's probably a flexible seller. So the first thing I do, no matter what they're asking for, I'm going to give them their full asking price if I know it's anywhere in the ballpark of being okay. So let's just say the asking price is $50,000 for that land. Okay, I'm going to go out there, look at it, do my due diligence, do all the testing, do all that stuff. And I'm going to go back to that person because I saw him roll up in a new truck. And folks, you would be shocked at how often this happens. So you go up there because 9 times out of 10, like I said, a bank is not going to loan most people 50%. And that's if you're lucky. And most people don't have that 50% to put down. So chances are they're going to be flexible. So you go there and say, okay, I'm going to give you your full asking price of $50,000 for that piece of land. Here's how I'm going to buy it, though. Not only am I going to buy that $50,000 property, I'm going to give you your full asking price, but I'm not paying any interest on any of it. And here's how it's going to go down. And here's how I've done it. One occasion, is that your dog making all that noise? Or?
She's just snoring.
What did you eat? Your belly's making all that noise.
She's snoring.
Okay.
It's not that loud.
Beat it, dog.
Billy.
Anyway. Anyway, I'm going to give you your full asking price, but I'm not paying a dime in interest. They don't care, but here's how I'm going to structure this deal. I'm going to give you either 500 or 1,000 down, and I'm going to pay you. Now, remember, I'm looking at that truck and I'm thinking about the truck note. All I got to do is help him out with that truck note. Okay. And not, these days people finance trucks over 7 years, or if not more these days, as far as I know. So anyway, I'm going to give you $1,000 down or 500 down, whatever you want. And I'm going to pay you $500 a month. and I'm going to pay this land off in about 5 years, depending on how you structure that deal. It could be $300. It'd be, hey, I'm gonna give you $500 down and I'll pay you. All I'm thinking about is I just got to solve his problem, which, like I said, he got himself into a truck note that I know he can't afford, or he's, you know, eating large quantities of crap over. So think about this. I'm going to give him exactly what he's asking for. I'm not going to try to talk him down. I'm not going to do anything because I'm money ahead because I didn't, first of all, amateurize it. Now what I'm going to do is go to my real estate attorney, which just happens to be my brother. I'm go to my real estate attorney, and this was his idea. So I'm using Greg Judy's initial idea along with my brother's idea was, okay, have this written up in a contract. Okay. Say, I'm going to give you $1,000 down and $500 a month. If I miss 3 consecutive payments, not only do you take your land back, you keep all the money I put into it and all the structures I built on it. Now, that sounds, it might sound like a Faustian bargain. Keep in mind, 3 consecutive payments. So let's say you got yourself in a bind. And let's say you, you know, January, you missed. February, you missed. You were able to scratch it up for March. And then April rolls around. He's like, oh, yeah. Pack up, roll up, raise up, get off the property. Oh, no, Jack, you didn't look at the fine print. 3 consecutive payments. You could even adjust that to say 5 consecutive payments. I don't care how you do it, but usually 3, they'll look right past it. I'm not saying this to rob anybody else. I'm saying this for you to look after your own interests. You may wind up in a bind where you lost your job or the worst could have happened. I mean, wife could have ran off with a go-go dancer. I don't know what happened. But anyway, it's a matter of covering your own butt. And now I will go to an escrow company and have them broker this deal. So once I get his John Hancock or her Jane Hancock on that piece of paper, now I'll go to the escrow company, and I'm probably going to have to pay another $15 per month. That's the closest thing I'm going to pay for interest for them to broker this deal. $15 a month for them to broker this deal. And then they're holding the note for that property. Soon as I pay it off, bam, it's my property. Now you can adjust this deal any way you want. There's no bet. There's no, I mean, think about this, folks. Just by not having to amateurize this piece of land, you are money ahead in the most massive way. Folks, don't tell me it can't be done, because we've done it more than once. And it will happen. You could, I could walk out this door right now, and I guarantee I could go to Craigslist, and I could make myself a deal, because I guarantee you most people, this is how people with limited means like we had at one time. I mean, by no means are we the Rockefellers, but honestly, I could still structure deals like that right now. And it's not that difficult to do. You can go to a place like Billyland.com. You're basically going to pay it out. I don't know what their terms are, but it's one of those places where you can get some owner finance land, and they're basically going to set it up like that, but it's not going to be structured in your favor. Just by structuring that caveat in there of 3 consecutive payments makes all the difference in the world. I ain't saying that to be slick. I'm saying that to protect your interest, because you may wind up in a bind. You don't know what may happen. And honestly, the seller is happy because, wow, I'm getting my full asking price. And wow, this truck that I got in over my head over, folks, Michelle, how often does that happen?
No, probably more than we know.
More, 9 times out of 10, it's a guy that bought a boat or a truck. It's usually a truck, but I guarantee it's some luxury item. And 9 times out of 10, it's a person that inherited that piece of land. So they already don't care as much as the person that sent it, you know, that gave them that land. They figured, okay, I'll keep this new truck. And at the end of the day, if I'm giving him $500 a month, granted, that's not covering all of his notes, but it's covering a good piece of it. I have never had a person say no. Not once. Not once has anybody ever said no when I structured deals like that. You're solving their problem. And it works just about every single time. Now, as far as renting land, you're going to have a degree of flexibility in there. But folks, I am going to advise you to do this. Inside of Greg Judy's second book, I want to say it's his second book, there's a contract in there. Maybe in his first. He may have updated it since then. But if you're going to rent some land, especially if you're running animals on it, especially if it's a piece of land that doesn't have fencing up there or anything like it, you're going to have some sleazy landowners that are going to, first of all, you don't want to make anything less than a 10-year deal. If it's any less than 10 years, then you might want to consider walking. Okay. Number two, you don't have the tax burden. Number three, if you have to put infrastructure on that land, it has got to be at least for a decade. Otherwise, it's not going to pay itself off. And then you also want to have in that contract, if you're renting that land, that if for any reason you decide to terminate this contract or it doesn't work out, all the fencing, all the wire, all that stuff comes with me, because I guarantee you there are some sleazy landowners out there that think, oh, hey, Billy went ahead and fenced in this whole property here, put in some high tensile line, and then they're going to find a reason to kick you off. Well, like I said, in that fine print, you protect yourself by having it written in there that if for any reason this contract is terminated before that time, I keep all the infrastructure that, whereas in the other case where I'm buying the land, it is another caveat for them. It's another carrot and stick for them to say, oh, shoot. You mean if this fool, he gets 50% of the way in, put a house out there, got some, you know, did all these improvements. He's hoping I walk away 50%. That way he can get the land back and all the improvements I made to it. But when you rent, it goes the other way. So you want to make sure that contract is structured in such a way to where if they decide to kick you off, you're taking all your infrastructure with it. And in fact, it actually happened to Greg Judy. The guy comes out there, I guess he's cussing up one side and down the other, saying, what happened to all my fence? No, Jack, read page 3 of that contract. Because he did the very same thing to Greg, where he waited for him to put all this infrastructure in and decided he was going to be a sleazy SOB and throw him off. So those things happen. So you got to protect your own interest. So in a renting contract, seriously look at Greg Judy, buy his books. You're going to be glad you did. And then when it comes to, I mean, as far as, I don't know why everybody makes this so complicated when you go to buy land, especially if it's unimproved. Now, you're probably never, these deals don't work as well when there's a structure on that land outside of a barn, okay? I mean, if it's got a house on it, you're probably not going to make a deal like that. But if it's just straight up land and you want to put something on it, that is exactly how you structure the deal. If y'all got any questions out there, let me know. But in a, am I leaving anything out?
I can't think of anything. I think you covered it all.
No, I mean, folks, everybody seems to think you got to go find a realtor. Everybody seems to think you got to go out there and do it. Look, I don't do anything else like anybody else. So why would I buy land the way everybody else does?
One thing I would add, the escrow company, you can set it up so that they accept payment. And then so you for sure, so your payment is tracked so that the person can't say, oh, you didn't pay it. That's part of what the escrow company is for, is to accept payment and like mark that you actually paid, and then they pay the seller.
Well, that's how it works anyway. Yeah. So I would pay the escrow company, and then, you know, if you can afford to get ahead, which is exactly what we did, I mean, you could pay ahead. I mean, basically the way we were dealing with like a mom and pop escrow company where you literally got a payment book where you rip it out and you send it off. So let's say you made a little extra money that month and all of a sudden you want to get a couple of, you know, get way ahead on it. Cool thing is good times, bad times, it doesn't even matter. Your payment is set. Who cares what the interest rate is? I didn't pay any interest on it anyway. Except for, I mean, I guess if you want to say I'm paying, interest on, you can look at the payment I'm making to the escrow company as some kind of interest, but really that is it in the long and short. So people tell me that they can't find land. Well, you're just not thinking outside the box any, and you'd be shocked at how many people say yes, just by knowing what their problems are. Is there a question out there?
Well, Amy, not regarding the land thing, but Amy B had a question on what is the best way to move livestock.
We'd have to get a little more specific about that. What kind of livestock? I'll just go ahead and cover it. Okay. Personally, I purchased land out of a foreclosure. It's a bit technical, but easily doable. Motivation is key, but
both on your behalf and the seller.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. But if I can find out what their leverage points are, I can work that even better. I mean, we've even done things before, like tax liens and stuff like that. When I started doing this, I was still in my 20s when I started doing tax liens and stuff. And you got to be careful. The cool thing about a tax lien is that you're never going to lose money. Now, the way that worked, at least when I was in Oklahoma County, is that I think I made 25% of my money. And this is long before any of the sleazy people on the internet saying, tax lien. We were doing it long before then. And I had to teach myself how to do it. So I would do things like go to the county assessor's office and I'd bring donuts for the ladies there. And whenever I had a question, which was pretty doggone often, they were all over it. I mean, they were absolutely helped me out. So I'd literally have to go to these old books, find out what the plot number was. You can go out there, look at it and do whatever, or you can blindly go in there and pay these tax liens, which some people do, because you're not going to lose money. And find me any other investment out there where you're going to get 25% on your money. Well, you're either in a tax lien state or a tax deed state. There is a difference. And so the way the tax lien would work is I go in there and I buy the lien. Well, my concern was, and my fear from the very beginning was, what if there's some old widow in there that hadn't, this was always a concern for me, because there was no way I'd be throwing somebody out. But there's a whole lot of either abandoned properties or vacant lots, or it's a business that for some reason wasn't paying their taxes. You go in there, you can do that. Yeah, buying tax liens is another way to do it. But if I remember right, it's been so many years ago, is that I remember you would go in there, you have to do a certified mailing, you'd have to have it listed in the paper, yeah. And then you would have to have the sheriff serve them. And then you can do what's called a quick claim deed. You can do a bunch of different ways of going about it. But you could speed up the process and have the whole thing done in about 6 months in certain cases. In other cases, it might be a while. So in other cases, the person who owned that land died. There were no heirs. Or if you get that land and all of a sudden you may find out that there were some federal liens on it. You never know. But I had learned how to do tax liens back before there were any books on the topic. I had heard about it, and then I think my mom had mentioned something about it one time, and then all of a sudden, I'm like trying to find all the information I could. There was no information anywhere, so I had to teach myself how to do it. And like I said, I paid for that education with donuts, and that's exactly how I did it. So there's ways of going about it there as well. You can also, let's see here, you can request a list in Texas of abandoned properties. Yeah. So there's a bunch of different ways you can go about this, folks, but you don't have to. If you think, okay, to go buy a piece of land, I got to go out here and go find a realtor. I'm going to tell you that's probably the most inefficient way of going about it. I can honestly tell you that from experience. One of the easiest ways to go about it is what I just described. Folks, if you're late coming in right now, go back, especially if you're a person looking for land. You're going to be shocked at how many pieces of land you can find on Craigslist, owner financing, or your thrifty nickel, or every county has a little mom and pop kind of paper where you'll find some listings in
and
there.
Sometimes they publish it in the local newspaper. That's one of the things that they have to do is put a public notice out.
Yep. So there's so many different ways you can go about this, folks. It doesn't have to be difficult. And by the way, I did this show for a couple of reasons. Number one, one of the podcast subscribers asked if I would do this. And I'm thinking, you know what? Timing could not be better for a show like this because, like I said, folks, I will eat my hat if I'm wrong. You're going to see record numbers of property. Like I said, if Trump actually makes it to Inauguration Day, you're going to see a record number of properties of all these people that decided to go country. They're going right back to the suburbs. I guarantee it. Or they get out here and they find out the realities of this life are not so idyllic as it looks on YouTube. Because I'm showing you the highlights, man. What you're not seeing are the cold, cold, cold days out here where everything you did just fell apart. I mean, I don't hold anything back. I mean, we've been at it for so long that we don't have as many of those days as we used to. But you're not seeing all these so many people got in this space thinking, oh, shoot, you know, the whole world's falling apart. And it might very well be. But when you get down to brass tacks, y'all, I'm telling you, there's going to be a whole lot of people selling a whole lot of land. So all of you people that have had these homestead dreams for a long, long time and you feel like you can't find land, try some of the methods I'm telling you about. I'm telling you because I've done it. And we've done it more than once. And we're going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it. Right now, I'm just going at 100. This the work we have going on right now, trying to fix all this junk that's going on in Western North Carolina is taking up. I didn't in any way, shape, or form expect my life to be going in this direction, but it feels like we're in this space, and I don't know that I could trust anybody else to do it. So anyway, that's where we are. Hopefully that got all your questions squared away. It doesn't look like we have any questions out there, so it looks like maybe I explained it well enough. Maybe I didn't. Anyway, I'm going to be on with Mountain Readiness here in about another half hour, so go check out T over at mountainreadiness.com. I'm not sure what his channel is. I
think it's Mountain Readiness.
Mountain Readiness, yeah. Okay. So I'll be on with them here before long. Hey, thanks everybody in the chat. And once again, man, I want to thank y'all for your prayers.
Yeah.
And please keep them up. And we pray for y'all. We do every single night, y'all. Every time I remember anyway. And as we pray together, I mean, we're praying for it. Pray for each other. Pray for the other people in this chat. And look, things ain't wonderful for everybody out there. I know it's Christmas for a lot of folks, but at the same time, there's a whole lot of folks that I know living in tents right now. And they had a Christmas wish, man. It'd be just to have four solid walls around them right now because it's getting cold at night. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for your, thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive.
I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. They've been kamikaze. Got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They want to push me to the center like a cell. They want to spill up at the center of the next. It's me. They want me to battle, but I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I will never bow down, cause I'm a warrior.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.